Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Lori?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Chaya, calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, great. I see you submitted a form online regarding home care.
I was looking at assisted living places. Is that where you got my phone number from?
So actually, we're a home care agency. We help elderly or sick people at home.
Oh, yeah. I did. I'm not even sure which agency I hit, but like there's people that apply for that job, but I'm not able to read their resume because I have to pay $40, and I'm not willing to pay $40 for a service that I may or may not use. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if that's your company or not.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
What were you looking for?
I am just looking for someone to go in and keep my mother company and
possibly
do some light housekeeping. If she has an errand that needs to be run, to run an errand for her.
Sure, we could definitely do that.
And where are you out of?
So we're located in Philadelphia. Where are you at?
My mother is in Schuylkill County.
Oh, we do service that area as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you would want, do you have like a friend or family member of hers that you would want to sign up and get paid, or you want us to find an aide?
So if I were to do that, what percentage do you get of that fee? If I had a friend or family member who was interested in doing that, how does that work?
So basically, does your mother have Medicaid?
She has Medicare.
She has Medicare.
Not Kate, yes.
Do you think she might be eligible for Medicaid?
How do you become eligible for Medicaid?
So there is a certain amount. That you need to make per month. Let me just pull it up. Do you know if she's earning more than $2,900 a month?
No, she does not make $2,900
a month. She does not.
No. Uh-huh.
So she might be eligible for that, right?
Okay.
She should be eligible for that. If her income is less than that, then she should be eligible. We could definitely help you with enrolling her in Medicaid and getting her fully, you know, approved for the services.
Okay. So let's say that she does have Medicaid. Then where do you go from there if you have a family member or a friend who is willing to do that?
So we take the family member, we get her signed up with our agency. There is a form you fill out online. There are some medicals that we need to get updated. If she doesn't have that. And then we pay an hourly rate.
Okay. And what is your hourly rate that you
pay? So it depends. It all depends on how many hours the patient is approved for per week. But we start off at about 13, 14 an hour and with potential to go up higher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we have holidays. If you work, it's time and a half. And we pay overtime. After 40 hours, we pay time and a half overtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I know about the Medicaid thing, I will look into that on my own. And can I have your name if I need to call back? What is your name?
Sure. My name is Chaya, Chaya.
Okay. And your last name?
My last name is Neustadt. That spells N-E-U. S as in Sam, T-A-D-T.
Okay. And your phone number?
My phone number is going to be 267.
Mm-hmm. 551-7425. And you said you were from, tell me the name of your agency again.
Yes. Family First Home Care.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember clicking on that Family First Home Care, but
maybe we just came up when you were searching home care.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me look into that and consider that. And if I have any questions, I will give you a call back. I have all your information. Okay. Thank
Amazing.
You so much.
Sure. I'll be more than happy to help you. Have a great
Perfect.
Day.
Perfect. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.